Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov was asked today about the drama surrounding the Trump White House. Here's what he said.
We used to have a joke in the Soviet Union that there was a newspaper named Pravda, which means truth, and there was no news in there. The Russian word for news is Izvestia. And there was the newspaper called Izvestia, and there was no Pravda, no truth, in there. Truly, I get the impression that many U.S. media are working in this vein.
Michelle Birdie knows that joke. She's lived in Russia for more than 30 years and works as a translator, interpreter, and also a columnist for the Moscow Times. So you write a lot about language and words. You remember that joke, right?
I do remember that joke.
Yeah, so no.
Except it's usually not applied to American newspapers.
Yeah, which makes it kind of funny to hear Lavrov turning the tables and, you know, using that joke to describe us.
He's enjoying that.
Is he? How do you know?
I think he's because he has the reputation of being kind of a upfront, say it the way he sees it kind of guy. He joked about he didn't hear that Comey had been fired. It was really a way of saying, oh, come on, you're being idiots. Of course I know what this is. And of course I'm not going to comment on it.
Michelle, I want to ask you about the words during the presidential campaign, because Vladimir Putin used certain Russian words to describe Trump, like the Russian word for brilliant.
Yes, the Russian word he used to describe him is yarky, and that is a word that simply means very bright, a larger-than-life figure. It is basically positive, but it isn't that he's brilliant or a genius or anything like that at all.
Talk a bit about how he comes across when translated into Russian. What does that sound like?
Sometimes people have trouble with him. They simply don't know what he's talking about. For example, do you remember when they were discussing the nomination for the Supreme Court?
Right.
And Trump tweeted something or said something like, if they don't go for it right away, we'll have to go nuclear. They translated it as they'll have to use the nuclear option, which sort of sounded like the Republicans, if they couldn't get their way, they would have to drop a nuclear bomb on the Democrats. In other cases, they clean him up. And this is partially because you sort of clean up the leaders, you know, sort of that's what you do. They clean up all the run-on sentences or the sentences that begin and then don't go anywhere at all. So he sounds actually kind of more like Putin than he sounds like Trump.
And then there are Trump's tweets. I mean, how do his tweets come across in Russian? Like a word like sad, exclamation point.
In English, all of those Twitter short forms, sad, beautiful, weak, sound rather childish, at least to my ear. In Russian, it's more like, that's sad. Isn't that unfortunate? They sound more adult and kind of presidential. He sounds much better in Russian than he does in English.
That was Michelle Birdie, language columnist for the Moscow Times.